This week's dilemma is packed with spicy ingredients. New love, an old flame, an urgent warning. It's definitely time to ask Auntie. And hello to our honorary aunties, Denise Erickson, a journalist and mentor to emerging artists in the screen industry, and Ruben Kay, comedian and cabaret artist. Hi, Denise. Hi, Ruben.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having me this early in the morning.
Thank you for waking up so early in the morning. I know that you're in theater, so this is, you usually by rights should be in bed, so I appreciate you showing up. Now, let's take the temperature first of this dilemma. Denise, when it comes to romantic relationships, where does the line fall for you between a well-intended warning and interference?
Oh, look, I'll take them all and choose to regard them or disregard them according to how I feel on the day.
Fair enough, right. I'll take that as a comment, I think, is the vibe there. Ruben, do you still get on with your exes?
I only had one relationship in my life, and like an infomaniac dating an arsonist, it went down in flames.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm very glad to have your counsel here. So Mark has written in, and Mark says, I recently started a new relationship. We're 3 weeks Facebook official, as the kids say. I'm in my late 30s and haven't dated many people, but my past relationships have been pretty long term. My last relationship lasted 5 years, and this is the first time I've put myself out there since that fell apart. I really hate dating. It's been a really rocky road getting into the singles pool. Yeah, let's pause here. So Mark, Ruben, what's your impression of Mark so far?
I agree with Mark. I think dating is awful. It feels like having to do an audition and a tax return every time you meet a new person. And I have no truck with dating. So do you know what, Mark? I think you're brave. I think you're doing God's work. I think you're doing the stuff that I don't want to be doing in my life.
Good on you, Mark. And Denise, when you've been in a relationship for a while and find yourself single again, I mean, it's kind of hard to... We're rusty, right? Do you think we forget how to date?
Well, but I think there's so much pressure. Mark is putting so much pressure on himself in this email. It feels to me like got a house tick, got a job tick, got a dog tick. Oh, my God, I need a relationship tick. What happened to the time where we just hung out with people? If we liked them, we went and hung out with them again. And I know I'm sounding incredibly old, but, you know, and you look at social media and you see everybody living perfect lives, including perfect relationships.
Mm-hmm. It's not real.
And it's just not true.
It feels to me like it's a bunch of people who aren't happy with their own company, so they need to fill their lives or believe all of the advertising crap we get.
Absolutely.
We're like pate geese being sold a perfect life that's unattainable.
Absolutely.
There's better uses for a funnel.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I just want to go back to Mark's dilemma. That was part one, and let's move on to part two. Mark says, the new woman I'm dating, let's call her Brooke, is lovely. We click straight away. She's in the same professional field as I am. Whip smart, funny, and shares my passion for hiking and camping. Tick, tick, tick. Things were going really well until I got an unsolicited text message from an unknown number. It was from a man purporting to be her ex-boyfriend. He sent me a huge rambling warning. He said I should run as far away from Brooke as I can before I get hurt like he did. I was horrified. He essentially aired a dirty laundry list of toxic, jealous, and controlling behaviors, none of which have shown their face in our short time together. Should I bring it up with Brooke or just let it go as sour grapes from a jaded ex? Wow. Okay. That's a huge thing to land in your lap. Denise?
Oh, it happened to me.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, seriously, it happened to me. I got this letter from an ex of someone I was actually going out with at the time, going out with, not dating, just saying.
Okay.
And she dumped shit on him. I mean, she seriously did. And she said, be warned, he will be unfaithful and he will leave you. So I get that. But
did you heed the warning? Denise?
No, God, no. I did actually ask the partner at the time and say, look, I just got this really grumpy letter from your ex. Can you just deal with it? I really don't want to hear from her again. It's just like crap, really, seriously. And no, I didn't hear it. I didn't heed it because I'm an adult. I make my own decisions. And if I, you know, these things happen and I understand her hurt and pain. But I didn't want to take that on as mine.
Ruben, if a text like this landed on your phone, what would you think? How would you react? It's a big thing.
I mean, yes, it is a big thing. But then again, I think hurt people hurt people. This is someone who's got an axe to grind. Uh, I also a firm believer in you don't make any decisions until you have all the information. And I think a lot of people in relationships are scared of tough conversations and scared of communication. Because only then can you really make up your own truth, your own decision, right? Once you've got all the cards, you can't play with a half deck.
So would you reply, Ruben? What would you do with this text?
Well, first off, I wouldn't be so stupid as to be in a relationship.
Okay, so that's where Mark went wrong.
Yeah, exactly. But in this case, you absolutely go to, I mean, let's call her Brooke. I love naming someone after a body of water.
River.
I think Marina, Ford, River Phoenix, maybe not. But it wouldn't it be nice to be able to say, hi, here are my triplets, Puddle, Oxbow and Inlet.
I'm sure there are children out there called Puddle, Oxbow and Inlet. Oh, I have no doubt.
There's definitely a celebrity child out there called Atoll.
Denise, this has happened to you. You didn't do anything. Do you have any counsel to Mark, you know, who has gone through the same thing as you?
Well, what was fascinating is that the letter turned out to be absolutely right. He did shag around. We did break up, and it was pretty horrific. However, what was at the base of that was that we actually weren't a great fit in the first place. And, yeah, it was painful. It was hideous. But you know what? I don't regret a minute of those 5 years together. We had a blast. It didn't work. I bloody hated it when we split up. But in the end, I think that the big deal for Mark here is fidelity, and that's what he's got to raise and talk about. And, you know, like, it's horrible, but you do have to, if it raises touch points for you, then have a yak with her. Say to her.
Well, there is a third chapter, so...
Oh, my God, I've busted into the third chapter, Bev. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. This is aunties being aunties, and we welcome you. let's get that out for everybody else who's listening, though. So Mark says, the most concerning part about the warning is that it mentioned Brooke cheated on this guy. I have been through infidelity before in a past relationship, and cheating broke up my parents' marriage. It's a really sensitive topic for me. Am I next? The only person I've told about the warning is my closest friend. He thinks I should end things before they go further and things get serious. Okay. Ruben, they are social media official. And then there's this person said, right? But we don't know. What is your sort of red, orange flag level at this point? And also, what would you do if you were Mark?
Look, I'm more likely to dump someone because of who they voted for more than who they slept with. Fidelity isn't really high on my list of priorities because I believe that whatever I'm giving someone in a relationship is sort of very unique, right? No one else can give what I give in a relationship. But the flip side of that is you have to acknowledge that someone else can give him or them something that I can't possibly give. So I don't really feel a sense of preciousness or ownership over someone when I'm in a relationship. If you want to go off and have your fun, go off and have your fun. Tell me about it. I actually think that's kind of hot. I think it's something you can bond over in a relationship and something that makes it, you know, more spicy, more interesting. If cheating is a touchstone for you because of your past history, I don't think you need monogamy. I think you need therapy to work out your own fragility.
Very good point. Interesting. Denise, you said you've been through this before. Do you feel that Mark should give Brooke the right of reply?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to open up a conversation on this.
Absolutely.
And to discuss it with your best friend before you discuss it with her, I find is really difficult for that best friend. So every time he sees Brooke, he's going, there, you cheating cow. You know, I'd run a mile from her if I was you. That is so not right. I'm really sorry, Mark. Just raise it with her and say, look, I got this really weird text from your ex. It was pretty hideous, but I'm not going to go there. But I'd love to know. He talks about fidelity. Now, that's something important to me. Can we have a bit of a yak about that? Is it something... Mm-hmm. We don't know what Brooke went through with that guy.
Exactly. You don't know his history.
No. And you don't even know whether she did any of this stuff. So why aren't we spending a bit of time getting to know what her side of the story is? If
Correct.
You're... 3-week Facebook friend can't cope with this sort of discussion, it's not going to go the distance. Not because of what she's done in the past, but because you can't have those discussions together.
Exactly. There's also to be said, I don't know, a bit of a red flag for an ex who bears a grudge so much so that he's following his ex and figuring out who they're dating and then contacting them unbidden.
Yes.
And spilling dirt. Like, that's an invasion as well.
Ruben, I want you to channel your creativity a little bit. Let's just say that's landed on your phone. How would you reply if you were Mark?
It is before midday and I have not been given a gin and tonic and you want me to start working?
Is that what you're texting or is this you calling me out?
This is me calling out Radio National as a whole. We need to have more institutionalized substances here in this studio.
I apologize then, Ruben. Okay.
What's the question?
How would you reply if you were Mark?
I don't think the reply to this ex deserves any reply.
Me
to
too.
Me, that's sort of like, I don't know, no. I'm trying not to swear this early. It's trying to throw the cat among the birds, trying to throw the cat among the pigeons. It's trying to stir the pot. That's a conversation you need to have with Brooke and also with your Brains Trust, your own private Brains Trust.
Yeah. Thank you, Brains Trust. I want to thank you both, Denise Erickson, journalist and mentor to emerging artists in the screen industry, and Ruben Kay, comedian and cabaret artist. And if you have a relationship or social dilemma gnawing at you, Life Matters is here to help. Get in touch. Email lifematters@abc.net.au. Put Ask Auntie in the subject line. We will get on to it.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.